And this station on to you for WHC.
Hello, Chris. Houston's with you on to. Go ahead.
Hey, we just wanted to check in about WHC. So found this the pre-treat Matt Fallon came on, and Black November was performed with additional doses, but the pre-treat Bad Qualite still remains on. So we wanted to check in with you guys about that and see what we should do for our next steps of troubleshooting.
Yep, we copy. So we're currently thinking or strategizing how to work this one, because we got to call in some help from this one from Oso. We think she'll be waking up in about 30 minutes, so we're planning to hang tight for about that long and then make our call. If that sounds good to you, we would like to do that.
Okay, and just to confirm, we're WHC down for the near until we get this resolved. Just wanted to double check that.
Affirm. That is our current understanding. So more info to follow. We'll make that phone call here in about 30 minutes.
Okay. Yep. Copy all. We'll check in with the Russians and let them know we will be flying over for Asu. Thank you.
Houston copies.
Station 2 for questions.
Go ahead, Station 2.
Perform all steps until step 1717, and I was wondering if you needed me to adjust the camera angles.
And starting step 17 is not required. And while we have you, we would like to confirm the 17, the step 1, step 16, decimal neither did work. Were you able to write a readable line?
And again, for step 16?
Yeah, in step 16, decimal neither, we'd like to try writing some lines. We just want to confirm that step did work.
Yeah, the step 16 worked well, and I did a test of the installed Sharpie with on the paper number 01, and I can show it to the camera as soon as LOS and we have KU.
Okay, we copy something, thank you, and we'd like to check the video, so please stand by until KU is back.
Okay, so I'm not performing 18, I'm standing by before 18.
Good copy, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for available crew and WHC way forward.
Go ahead, Auntie.
Hi, Chris. We have our ducks in a row and are ready to go with a game plan on WHC. What we would like to have you do is step into procedure 11.5.412. You do have our go to execute step 1. Report as indicated in the procedure, and we can go from there. Additionally, question, did you hear any off-nominal sounds this morning while working through Block November?
Folks are shaking their heads. No off-nominal sounds.
All right.
And I copied 11.5.412 and a go in step 1.
You got it. And that procedure is titled WHC Pre-Treat Bad Qual Inspection and Dosing.
Copy all. We will get somebody on that.
Sweet. Sounds good.
Confirm Sophie on 2.
Sophie, this is Houston with you on 2. You got cut off at the front, so we weren't sure if you were calling us or not.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It's probably because I have the mask on, so I'll speak louder. So behind WHC03, all colors look nominal, and I confirm no bubble in the EK hose, and color is red. No sign of leakage. All the hand wheel connectors are in open position, and fluid lines are not kinked.
Copy that, Sophie. It's good news that we see red in the lines. I would like to pass you to step 2. You have our go to continue.
Okay, step 2. Question from Sophie on 2 for WG.
Sophie, we're with you on 2.
The question for checking in step 3, decimal 1, should it be configured to internal UDVU or remain integrated with UPA?
Sophie, we're tracking, it should remain integrated with UPA, and you are go to continue. Additionally, I pass you, we're tracking another 5 doses or so is okay. If you need to do more than 5, please let us know.
Copy, 5 more doses, and after this, I will call you.
Copy, that sounds good. For awareness, we do have an LOS in about 4 minutes, and it will go for about 8 minutes.
Copy all. Houston, station on 2 for report.
Sophie, Houston's on 2. We're with you and ready for your report.
I did 5 manual doses of the pump, and the pre-treat back wall indication did not appear, unfortunately. And just as another report, everything still looks nominal, no air bubble in the hose, still red color in the pre-treat EK hose, and so, yeah, everything looks nominal from what we can observe, except for this light.
Copy, Al-Sophie. During the dosing, can you confirm for us that the fluid was moving through the lines during the dosing?
Yes. I cannot 100% confirm because when I looked from up there, everything looks phenomenal. The flow looks good, but yeah. I should have maybe come closer to be able to confirm it 100%.
Copy, all, Sophie. I think
when I performed this, I was on my own, and so I should have had a second person helping for that and observing.
Okay, no worries. Copy all, Sophie. We have our OSA will be in soon. We think, given your report, it looks like it's going to take a little bit of analysis on our end. So we'll get back to you shortly. Thank you.
Have you, and I will start my T2 exercise. We'll probably hand over to another crew member. Chris is right close to me, so we'll see how we organize it.
Roger that. Sounds good. We'll get back to you shortly.
Cuba, good morning. This is Jack on 2. Gym camera 2 is set up. I know we're waiting on KU, and I understand you want to wait for KU before we get started this morning.
Good morning, Jack. We copy. We are waiting for KU, but in the meantime, you are go to press.
Copy. Houston, Chris on 2 for timeline.
Chris, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to check in about our plans for this pre-treat tank troubleshooting and how we should best fit that in with timeline. I'm about to start some UPA stuff and was just wondering, should I press with that or should I pivot over to some pre-treat tank troubleshooting?
Hello, Chris. So given our current state, we recommend please proceed with the SSC relocate activity. We need about 10 minutes to get situated on both activities. We'll let you, and we'll take up when we're prepared.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. I'll proceed with my SSC relocate it. But yeah, just let us know. We obviously want to get our WHC back up and running as soon as we can. Thank you.
Absolutely. Our OSA is here. We're just double checking a couple of things to make sure we execute that smartly.
Absolutely. Yeah, we wanna do it right and not make things worse. So I definitely appreciate taking care and making sure we do this in a smart way. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, Chris.
The station jacks on 2. I'm all set with this sampling prep work, and I'm looking for Joe to start taking the canisters out of the CBEF in step 1.6 of the procedure 2.012.
Okay, Jack, you have a go in step 1.6.
Copy to go in 1.6. Cuba station, Jackson 2, there, in step 1.14, there is no mold inside the CVEF.
Copy, no mold. Thanks for the status. Station, Cuba, Jackson 2 for check. We have good field overviews. Thank you. And we'd like to come on board through the port side camera as well, so if you could remove the cover at your convenience, that would be great.
Absolutely. I'll go grab that. Houston, Chris on 2 for SSC relocate.
Hey, Chris, we're with you on two. Go ahead.
Hey, in this procedure, it says step 4.4 that I'm supposed to connect Ethernet cable 1009 to this ZBook. Took a while of searching, but I think I finally found 1009. But it's routed all the way over to the other side of the end cone. I'm guessing it was used for PMD ops. There is a free Ethernet cable 1004 that has a free end floating right around where I need it, and I was wondering if it'd be possible to use that one instead, or if I should unroute 1009 and bring it all the way back.
Checking.
And Chris on two for EPA update.
Hey, Chris, we're with you on two. Good.
I was just wondering about that Ethernet cable. I can just be routed if it's going to be a while, but I just figured I would check since it seems like they both go back to the same 20-port switch.
Hey, Chris, that cable serial number 1004, we did have a question that we're stewing on. Can you tell us what that's connected to, or is it completely free-floating?
It's connected to the 20-port switch, and the other end is just kind of floating right near where I'd want to plug in the laptop, so there's no laptop or device plugged into it.
Copy. Which port is that on?
Yeah, 1009 is routed kind of like in between some racks. Which port? Hold on.
And this should be for 1004 that we're looking for the port.
1004 is plugged into port 2 of the 20-port switch.
Copy, port 2. Based on that, you have our go to use serial 1004 for the procedure.
Copy that. I will do that. Yeah, and just for reference, so 1009 is like routed up between racks, up over the UPA, and over to kind of behind a bunch of CTBs on node 3 overhead too. So it. I mean, you could unroute it, but it'd be a fair bit of work. It looks like it was sort of pre-positioned for something, so.
Copy all, Chris. We are going to hold on the UPA activity because we're going to have words for you on WHC.
Houston, Chris, on two. Apologies, I missed your last. Hold back to you, too, so I didn't hear super well. Could you repeat?
Hey, from Chris, give me just 1 minute. I'm going to have some words for you on WHC to proceed with.
Copy that. Standing by.
Chris Houston, back with you on two. When you're ready, let's talk WHC next steps.
Ready to talk.
Okay, cool. Here we go. So we would like you to rerun procedure 11.5.412, specifically steps 2 through 4. That's the dosing functionality test. During it this time, we need the name of the game is watching two hoses, specifically the ECA hose for movement and color. There's a second hose we would like to have you look at as well that we didn't have in there last time, and this will be the best for reference I can point to. This hose is in 11.5.212, figures 10 and 11, specifically the one in those figures that's highlighted green. It's called the WHC piping hose. This is the other one we'd like to have you watch for movement and color. We're expecting this WHC piping hose to be slightly lighter red than the darker red of the ECA hose.
After that, so the goal is for me to rerun 11.5.412 steps 2 to 4, and we're going to watch two hoses while we do that, the ECA hose and the WHC piping hose, which should be a slightly lighter red. We're going to look for flow in both of those. And I can reference 11.5.212, figures 10 and 11 in the green for that WHC piping hose location.
Hey, firm. And then recommend grabbing a friend for watching those when you go ahead to execute. And also to get to the WHC piping hose, you will have to remove panel 2.
Copy that. I will grab a friend, and I will get started on that. We'll make that. Assume make that a priority, and other things will slide, and we'll deal with as they come.
That's affirmative.
Copy that. Thank you.
Sweet. Sounds good. Chris Houston, back with you on two.
Chris is on two.
Chris, hey, we were just scheming, and we were wondering if we could have the Node 3 camera put at the WHC, we can help watch those hoses too, if you like, the one that was going to be used for UPA. Thoughts?
I will get that in work. I was just actually working on getting that set up. I'll get it in there and pointed.
Cool. That way we can watch the hoses too.
Scuba Station Jax on 2, looking for a go to open the CDF 1G door.
Yes, Jack, you have a go to open the 1G unit. That's in step 1.6.
Go in 1.6, thanks. Scuba Station Jax on 2, there is no mold inside the 1G door.
Copy that. Thanks for the status.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Sophie and Chris. Just want to throw out really quick, given priority of hoses, we would definitely want you to prefer looking at the piping hose the best you can. We think it'll be the best for the buck for the next dose.
Houston, Chris on 2.
Chris, with you on 2, what you got?
Hey, sorry, I couldn't tell if I thought we heard a call, but we couldn't tell if it was you guys calling for us or not.
Copy, Chris. We can disregard that for now. More pressing, just interested in the status where you're at.
Yeah, so we just completed through step 2, and we during step 2 we were looking at the crew sheet hose and the piping hose. I mean, no discernible motion was seen with the initial dosing, but I mean, it's going to be super hard because there's not really any bubbles in the line, so... you know, it's kind of hard to tell what's going on. I did a little color inspection, just to do it. The pre-treat color, I would say, is like a 6.5 on that scale, and in the pre-treat hose and then in the piping hose, it's like a 2.5. So kind of maybe a little bit lighter in color than I'm used to seeing, but I'm wouldn't be 100% on that.
Copy, Chris. We're talking about it real quick.
Happy, and then I'm just waiting for a friend to be available to continue on with step 3.
Chris Houston, back with you on 2. Based on the current state of the system, we're thinking let's try one more dose. We're not fully comfortable to proceed with 5 at the moment, so let's do one more, but definitely have the second set of eyes with you because we do want to try to get a good look at the piping hose and the ECA hose there. So, thoughts?
Copy. All right. When we do step 3, we will just do one more dose, and we'll see what we get. I'll wait till somebody is available to do that, so we have multiple eyes on it. But yeah, it's going to be super hard to tell if there's motion just based on the way the tubes are, I think. But we'll give it our best shot.
Roger. Understand. So basically, we'll give it our best shot. If we aren't able to confirm motion, we might have to, on our end, reach out for some additional help and or get creative with how we move forward.
Okay, copy. Yeah, I think it's probably worth going through that exercise of thinking about what those next steps would be. But we'll give it a shot and let you know in hopefully a few minutes.
Roger, copy that.
Cuba Station, Jackson 2, just as I'm putting the cover on sample 002 Alpha, I just kind of noticed a silver speck in the center of it. I didn't see anything fly onto it, but I haven't seen a speck like that on any other samples. Houston, Chris on 2 for WC.
With you on 2, Chris, go ahead.
Hey, I probably have a few minutes before another person is available and was wondering if it makes sense for me to get started on either the UPA task or to try to quickly knock out my veggie task.
Roger that, Chris. We would like to have you execute that veggie activity, if you would, please.
Copy that. I'll do that real quick, and then we'll get back to WHC when we got 2 sets of eyes.
Sounds great. Thanks, Chris.
Station Scuba Space Ground 2 for Jack. Sorry, could you say again, describe the difference in that sample, please? Did you find some Sumba spec, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. In sample 002 alpha, kind of in the left quadrant, there's just a small, like, speck of something. It looks silver. I'm just mentioning it because I didn't see it on any of the other samples. I didn't see anything in particular, like, floating around, like it could float into it while, between when I opened it, when I put the lid on it. I just wanted to mention that that one looked different than the others. If you'd like, I can reopen this lid so you can have a better look at it now.
And Jack, could you show us the sample again, please? Thank you very much. We copy you. Thanks for the status. And Jack, you can proceed. Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for WHC. Noble, so we're going to just quickly jump in and continue with step 3. I wanted to confirm that we remain integrated with UPN, and we will perform only a single dose.
Thumbs up around the room, Chris. You have our go for a single dose.
Houston, Chris on 2-4 WHC.
Hey, Chris, what did you see?
I think Jessica was looking this time, and, I think it's the same impression of that it's... I mean, didn't see anything, but didn't see any change or any motion, but also I think it's not really possible to accurately assess. It could have been moving or it could have not been moving. And there's no bubbles or any features in the liquids, so it's hard to... I don't think you can say with any confidence whether we saw motion or not. Yeah, we put a work light right behind both tubes to try to give us backlighting to, give us the best possible chance of seeing, but, we didn't see any change in anything, but, I don't think that... I don't think that's a conclusive test.
Okay, roger that. Totally understand. We are getting the right people in to keep talking about this, but totally understand it's a little bit hard to tell if there is actually motion or not. This will be our priority, so we'll keep getting back with you on how we shift the schedule and whatnot to get WHC back. So we'll let you know.
Copy that. Okay, so we'll stand down from WHC troubleshooting until we get more words from you, and keep pressing on with our timeline.
Yep, that's a good read. WHC's got to stay no-go for use for the time being, and we're getting some additional help in to see if we can get another way forward.
Copy that, yeah. If there's any additional inspections or checks you want us to do, just give us a call at any time, and we're there for it. Thank you.
Wilco, sounds good.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Veggie.
Chris, we are with you on 2, and we have about a minute and a half until a handover.
Copy that. Do you want me to proceed with the inspection now or wait till after the handover?
And Chris, you can continue to proceed. The video will be recorded during LOS.
Perfect. I will go ahead and perform the video check then. Thanks. Cuba Station, Jackson 2. I think I'm all closed out. From my spirulina run 1 this morning. Let me know if you guys need anything else.
Thanks very much, Jack. Thank you very much. We have nothing else, so that's it for this morning. Thank you.
Happy that. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Station Houston. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and forward plan.
We can safely call it a sideways plan now, but I'm ready to copy.
A bit. Yes, speaking of sideways plans, we're talking about how to manage schedule because WHC isn't being cooperative this morning. We were thinking if it makes sense from y'all's perspective, Jessica's going to need an assist with the E4D cable routing, basically the pink activities. And because we're going to have Chris hop into UPA shortly, we were wondering if we could hand the cable assist for E4D to you. Thoughts?
Team America.
One team to theme. Sounds good. We do interpret that as, yes, this is a good plan? Question mark?
That is the family-friendly way to say that, yes. I'm happy with the plan.
For Roger. Thank you.
Sorry to jump in the conversation, but I would add a minor comment, which is not minor from my point of view. I would say not only Team America, but Team International. Please.
All day. It is an international space station. We appreciate that. Thank you.
And Jessica is singing now, Vive la France.
Hey, here.
Huntsville, Chris on two for Veggie.
Chris, go for Veggie.
Hey, video tour is complete. Everything looks pretty good. Let me know if there's anything else you need. Otherwise, I'll shut down the camcorder.
We copy all. That is all we need from you. You are go to turn off the camcorder.
That's good. Thank you very much. Alfalfa is looking like it's growing.
That is so exciting.
Houston, Chris on 2 for UPA software updates. Ready to pick up the top procedure. Looking for your go in 2.1.
Copy that, Chris. You have our go in step 2.1 of that procedure 74-0240, UPA software update.
Copy all. Go in 2.1. Say things in place is 74-0240. I'll put that all in work.
Good read. Good luck.
So, Sophie, I'm 2 for LSG.
Sophie, go for LSG.
Our volume is deployed, and also while adjusting the foot restraints, I was wondering which crew member just to adjust the right size and so that everyone can work in good conditions. Who is the crew member in the front, and who is the crew member on the right side of the LSG?
And Sophie, you will be the primary out front, and then Jack will be on the side.
Okay, all. Thank you.
No problem. And while I have you, when you have a moment, Munich has completed what they need with AstroPi, and we would like to cover the hatchback on Wharf. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll take care of this right after. Hello well from Sophie on 2.
Sophie, go ahead on 2.
Air hatch is closed.
Copy all. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Chris. We need to chat for a second. About UPA?
Go ahead for Chris and UPA.
Hey, Chris. So as more people show up here, we've been having some more conversations. We are wanting you, at least for the time being, to stop UPA activity and temp still what you got. We're talking about it, and we're basically questioning whether or not the data from UPA is impacting the greater situation. Would like to know where you're currently at, and we'll let you know if we need you to take any steps to back out of where you're currently at.
Yeah, I am just working on step 3 right now. I was just about to demate the data module Jace Juliet 6 cap 3.2.
Okay, Chris. We'd like to have you go ahead and close the cover. And to give you a little bit better reason why, we suspect that the data in UPA is going to be supportive in driving the decision for the WHC R&R that we're arranging later today. So that's why we're attempting to preserve it here.
Okay, yeah, I think that makes a whole lot of sense to me. I will go ahead and get everything back to nominal config, so I have a later procedure to put stuff back, but I will put the shelf back in and tighten it down. Do you want me to, like, torque everything, I assume, and just get everything perfectly buttoned back up, or, yeah.
And, Chris, just back in place will do. No need to worry about torquing things.
Copy that. I'll slide everything back in, just gently hand-snug the bolts, and put the cover back on.
Yep, that sounds good, Chris. And then additionally, we did coordinate the assist with Jack for the cable jumper activity with E4D. Once you're closed out there, I recommend going in and having a conversation with Jack about the smartest way to manage that. Sound good?
Yeah, copy. We were also just chatting. We're guessing it probably won't need 2 people for the length of time that's booked, so we're happy to be flexible and kind of work around whatever makes sense from the big picture scheduling perspective.
Sounds good. Appreciate the flexibility today for sure.
Houston, Chris on 2 for timeline and forward plan.
Hey, Chris, with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, looks like things are well in hand with the jumper. I've got the UPA all buttoned back up and in a close to nominal configuration. I just wanted to get your guys' current thoughts on sort of the general forward plan for WHC. I mean, I've got some time now. I was, you know, thinking kind of, we just replaced the pre-treat tank, stuff stopped working, maybe we're going to go down the route of doing another pre-treat swap, and if there's anything I can start pre-spilling, getting ready to go for whatever our next steps would be, I'm game for it.
Copy that, Chris. We're talking about two different options. Give us a little while to get settled on that. There's a couple of different paths we could send you down, and we don't want to have you stage the wrong thing or do negative work, if that makes sense. So, go ahead and take a break for a little bit, and we'll get back to you when we have a reasonable story.
Okay, copy that. Are you guys thinking it's an issue like with pre-treat or a pre-treat tank, or are you thinking something else?
Yeah, the two paths we're thinking is it's either the tank, the pre-treat tank, or the hose are currently what we're digging at. Merlin just got here, so we're going to be chatting with them some more, too.
Okay, all right. I'll stand by and just let me know when we've got some next steps. Thank you.
You got it. Appreciate it, Chris. Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Jessica. Good for just a thumbs up with this call, no response required. We're watching from the ground, happy with what you're doing. However, we would definitely like some photos of your work there before you wrap it up.
We're planning on photos.
Cool. Thank you much.
Scuba, Chris on 2 for space surface spirulina.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. I was just completing this flexible activity for the space surface spirulina item gather, but then I was looking ahead at my timeline, and I saw that I have the glacier remove is later in the day. So as part of the item gather, it said gather all the things from the stone oats. So I already gathered those bags from glacier, and I was wondering if I should put them back into glacier and only take them out right before doing the experiment, or if it's okay to leave them out.
Thanks for checking, Chris. And yeah, we are okay. You can leave them out there.
Okay. Yep. I will leave them out. Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. I wasn't sure. I guess I should have checked first. But yeah, the item gather, since they were in the stone out, I just went ahead and got them. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Jack. Jessica, just want to let you know real quick, please make sure to cover all the metal, including the caps, as you wrap that with the cap on tape. We're just letting, and the CTV divider. We're just making this call because we're about to go into a really, really long LOS and wanted to make sure we were covered down and everything. Cool. All right. Thank you.
Houston, the station on 2, 340.
Jessica, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I just wanted to check in with you. We've got everything completed here. We did not use a handrail because what we did was we used one of the CTD dividers, and we capped on tape the entire thing, as you saw us doing. We did not use a second CTD divider or the handrail because we basically capped on taped the entire burrito to the bottom of the HRF rack. So that provides the same rigidity, and if we put the handrail on there, it would have been harder. You know, it was with the little the legs of the handrail, it would have been harder to secure and kind of bump around underneath there. So we were pretty satisfied with the way that we have it. We have it taped to the bottom of the rack, as I said, completely, so it's immovable. And then we put some strain relief. There's a small bracket on the small side. Chris is showing you right now. There's a small bracket on the small side right here where the cable goes, and we put a wire tie there to that bracket so that if anyone trips over the cable or tugs it in any manner, it will just put a little bit of pressure there on that bracket, and it won't affect the jumper at all. Pretty good photos, and Chris is giving you a little video tour right now, and then our next step would just be to get the go from Cole CC on 4.1 to plug T2 in adjacent. Houston Station, comm check.
With you. Sorry, we're chatting.
Okay, copy.
Okay, Jessica back with you on 2. So yeah, based on the video, this is looking good. What we'd like to do is go ahead and do our photo review before we power on anything with E4D there. We did want to ask, what were the multi-readers before and after the nominal reading?
They were all the same. So basically, for the continuity check, we had 0.7 on all three values, before and after, so the first that we did this morning, same results after, and then we had the overload for the cable isolation checks, and also the shell isolation checks.
Great news. We'll continue with our picture review then. Additionally, we're ready for you to go ahead and move on to your next activities following that. So be that starting midday meal a little bit early here while we continue to work through WHC stuff. Chris, we are able to get you started on the first of potentially two WHC-related R&R gather activities. And then from there, we think we'd like to have you start to take your midday meal early while we continue to work on the plan. Our question for you is, when we think we have a plan together for WHC, would you want us to interrupt that period? We're hoping to get it out to you before that yellow activity gets started.
Be fine. We'll take the interruption at any time, and if we have to, you know, if you plan them, we'll do it then. But yeah, just give us a heads up as soon as it's ready, and we can try to work it. So we will just stop for now. I haven't downlinked photos yet, so I'll downlink photos right now and let you know which SSC they're on, and then we will just stand by before we do anything further here.
Okay. Copy that. And then,
we confirm you don't even want us to connect P2. You don't even want us to connect P2 to J2 yet, even though obviously everything would be powered off.
Correct. We'll hold on that. No need to connect those yet.
Okay, copy. Also, one other note. It wasn't you yesterday, but yesterday we removed a plate. There's basically like a little plate where a TCS line is affixed to the bottom of this rack, and we removed that yesterday to gain better access to the connector. And so we took that off again, of course, while we were doing this to give us better access. In doing so, we noticed that the other end of the cable, like one end is affixed into the plate, the other end of the cable is not attached to anything. So we're assuming that you guys knew that, but kind of wondering what that thing's just doing floating there, if it should remain. We actually like the plate in that position because it provides more protection from everything we're doing here.
Copy. Understand. We'll check on that. And then for Chris or whomever is going to take on the WHC R&R gather, we have some words for you.
Okay. We're ready to copy.
Okay. Copy. So this is going to be basically the we're going to send you a few steps right now to R&R the ECOT hose on the WHC. Basically, we're tracking that we have not been able to clear it following 12 manual doses, so we're going to have you gather a spare ECOT hose that's in PMM 1, starboard 2, rack front, in 2.0 CTB, serial 4103, pre-treat tanks is the label of the CTB. The Ziploc is labeled stowed 326 in 2023. And then I have the steps when you're ready.
What size is that CTV? Sometimes that helps with, oh, you said 2.0.
AFIRM 2.0, serial 4103, and then I was mistaken. We're not ready to pass up the execute steps quite yet.
Okay, copy that. We can get that out. And then another question, should I go ahead and do the stowage for this E4D activity? I'm assuming we're not going to need any of these items over here anymore.
Copy. Good suggestion. You're good to stow those items.
All right. I'll get to that. Thank you.
Sweet. Thank you.
Station still on 2 for Jessica in the plate of the HRF rack.
Go ahead for the plate of the HRF rack.
Hey, Chris, the config you showed us is fine as it is. If you do need to move it, just let us know where it needs to go so we can check on the ground.
Yeah, we'll plan to put it right back where it was because, I think it'll provide good, like, physical isolation separation of that jumper we made. We just wanted to make sure that, it was not plugged in on either side. Just wanted to make sure that that was as expected. Thank you.
Of course, and that was expected. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for photos.
Jessica Houston's with you on 2 for photos.
E40 photos are on SSC-17.
Number 17. Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Yekahos.
Chris, go ahead. We're with you.
Just wanted to double check the Houston, Chris on 2. Sorry, I walked into a handover there. I have a bag that says remove GMT-326, but doesn't have a year on it. And inside we have a hose 190-1200 for the serial number.
Copy all, Chris. That's a good serial number. Could you please verify that that hose is full of water? If so, you're good to stow it, temp stow it near the WHC.
It is definitely not filled with pre-treat. I cannot tell if it is filled with water or not. You know, the tubing is a little bit yellowish, but it definitely doesn't have pre-treat in it. I do see some bubbles, so it does look like it has probably
got
water.
Copy. Appreciate that.
And just one small piece of feedback for the procedure writers. I think in general, when they tell us to label things, they just tell us to label it like GMT with like GMT Bay on it. But probably for stuff we're keeping around, it's definitely worth explicitly telling folks to write the years on them.
Hey, firm, that makes sense. Good feedback. Station Houston on Mr. Ground 2 for triaging the plan for the rest of the day.
Right on 2.
Howdy. So this is sort of involving all of you, but I've got four items to get through if you guys are ready. So the first is, the four topics are basically I'm going to read up the execution procedure for the WHC R&R that we're going to be working through. I'll give a quick, sorry, my computer just covered my notes here. We'll talk about the E4D power up and checkout real quick. Then we'll talk about payload activities later today. And then fourth is for Jack's UPA closeout activity. Okay, so for Jack, we'll start with you. So we are good to close out the UPA software update activity. We just need you to execute in the procedure for your activity steps 14.3 through the end.
So that's 14.3 to the end only?
Affirm, that is 14.3. Through the end only.
Copy.
Okay, second item is there are still some payload activities this afternoon. We do need to keep those on today, so it's we're going to be working around it to fit the rest around it. Third, the E4D power up and checkout does need to get done today. And we'll let you know as soon as we're done with the photos. And then last thing I have for you is the procedure for the WHC R&R when you're ready to copy.
Yeah, ready.
Okay, so we need crew to perform 11.5.216 WHC pretreat tank and ECA hose steps 3.1 through 3.4 first. Then repeat from the same procedure steps 3.3 and 3.4. Which will remove the PY5 connector from the pre-treat tank. Then...
Good copy, 11.5.216.
Good read. Then, staying in 11.5.216, steps 4.3 through 4.5 for both the PY4 connector and PY5 connector to the pre-treat tank, as shown in figure 13.
Copy.
And then, last step, perform same procedure, 11.5.216, steps 4.6 through 8.5.
Okay, so that's WHC procedure 11.5.216, perform steps 3.1 through 3.4, then repeat 3.3 and 3.4, then conduct 4.3 through 4.5 for RU 4 and 5, according to figure 13, and then steps 4.6 through 8.5. And since we're not as intimately familiar with that procedure, can you just give us a big picture about what that is accomplishing?
Hey, firm. Yeah, you're basically changing out the hose from the pre-treat tank to the dose pump.
Okay, we copy.
Sounds good.
I will, and I'll be just standing by ready for the E4D stuff whenever you guys are ready.
Copy. Additionally, I had some additional notes on the WHC procedure I'm supposed to read up. So there was a request as well to inspect the O-rings to see if there is a previous O-ring that remained in the system. That's for the ECA hose portion, as there was a thought that it could have fallen out and remained on the hand wheel connector side, expecting a total, grand total of two O-rings, one on each end of the ECA hose. And then lastly, in steps 6 and 7 during the dosing portion of the activity, since the issue is kind of unknown here, there's a request to keep the dosing up to two, so two manual doses only.
Copy that. We'll check the ECA hose for O-rings. Expect only two O-rings there, and then only up to two manual doses in steps 6 and 7.
You got it. Standby one, I want to triple check one thing because there's a disconnect. Okay. We think we got good words. We just wanted to double check it. It was a lot of info. Please let us know if you have any questions.
Yeah, I mean, no questions at this moment. I did have one question about Jack's closeout activity. That looks like just putting the panel back on and torquing down the shelf connectors. So I just, like, hand-tightened those shelf connectors and put the panel back on. I honestly don't think there's a ton of value in torquing those if we're going to be going back in there at any time in the near future. I mean, the shelf is not going anywhere, and it's totally secure. I just wanted to double-check if that actually needs to be done, because it seems like it probably isn't going to make a huge difference to anything.
Copy. Based on current state, we don't know when we're going to be getting back in there, so our current recommendation is to torque them down.
Okay, yeah, I mean, yeah, sure, yeah, we can totally do that, but yeah, they're definitely not moving, but yeah, well, I'll pass that on to Jack.
Awesome, thank you, we definitely appreciate it.
Sure thing. And Houston, Chris on 2 for big picture timeline, just looking at how we're going to fit all these things in.
Fire away.
Yeah, so I mean, did you guys have a thought for, what stuff is potentially flexible? Because I've got 25 minutes before my yellow activity starts. Jessica's just about to start her midday meal. Jackson's midday meal, and then has LSG. What are you thinking for timeline and how we should mix things around? Like, are any of our activities movable, or should we be like handing off the WHC stuff, sort of between folks?
Punt the UPA closeout, so purple, till later.
Copy that. I'll start on the WHC stuff and hand it off to Jack when he has availability, and then I'll pop into my yellow activities.
Copy.
Do you have an estimate on the time for the WHC tasks?
Our estimate is 30 minutes, 30 minutes.
Okay, copy, 30 minutes. I'll get started on it now.
Good show. Thank you, Chris.
Sigma Station, Sophia and 2 for a question.
So if you want to use the question.
Well, I was talking to Tsukuba, but soon after I'll have a question for you for Huntsville.
Station Tsukuba, go ahead, sir.
A quick question. I just was wondering, since we are going to do this 4-hour set activity in the LSG, do you want me to replace the cap on the port camera, internal port camera?
Yes, Sophie, that, we need the port side camera for Chris yellow activity.
Okay, so I leave it like this then. So, station Sophie, I'm through for a question.
I'm ready for you, Sophie. What do you have?
Thank you. I was wondering if I can start the gathering of the equipment and TEMSTO inside the LSG.
Yes, we are ready to go.
Great, thank you very much. And I actually go to open the glove ring so that I can put my new gloves and everything, because I see that, like, because of what we did yesterday, we need to pre-gather some other equipment.
Yes, you are. Go to open LSG, and correct, we'll have a little bit different gather and setup today since we're combining some ops from yesterday as well.
Happy, so I'll go through the stowage note and open the warrant volume to pre-stage everything.
Sounds good. And one additional note, you'll see that you are going to go gather the nano cuvette 1 Bravo through 36 Bravo, and the mRNA cuvettes from Polar. And we don't tell you in the procedure where to put those into LSG. You can add those in step 2.2 when you're doing the delta sets of cuvettes.
2.2 for the delta sets. Thank you.
Houston, station on 2 WHC.
Hey, Chris.
William 2.
Hey, I just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page. So we basically removed the old hose going from the the pre-treat tank. So we disconnected Aru 4 and Aru 5 of the old hose. We then took out of the one that was in use. That one does have pre-treat in the line, so we bagged it up. We then took out the hose that we retrieved that looked like it was filled with water, and we have now attached that between Aru 4 and Aru 5 of the pre-treat tank. I put it in. Jack's doing a little inspection to make sure he's happy with it, and then we're going to proceed from there. And to clarify, I'm going to hand off to Jack and go just start my yellow activity block.
Copy that, Chris. Great description. Thank you. And this is what we expected. We're on the same page. And big picture, next steps will be some trial dosing. We're getting configured for that.
Copy that. So I'm passing it off to Jack. And per what we had before, I show him continuing in 11.5.216, doing 4.6 through 8.5 with a maximum of 2 doses.
And that's what we're expecting. Thanks for the clarity.
Absolutely. All right. So Jack's your man for WHC, and I'm headed over to do some surface spirulina. Thanks.
Go, Jack, go.
I'm Phil from Sophian 2 for camcorder.
With you on 2, that's a good field of view.
Amazing. Thank you.
And station and Jack's on 2, looking for go in 6.1 of the pre-treat tank and EK hose on our particular.
And Jack, your go. Sorry, I was calling on the wrong channel.
No worries. Go in 6.1. Thanks. Houston station for step 6.1.
With you in 2.
I turned the urine valve to open. No fan came on, no separator light came on. It appears like it's unpowered.
Okay, checking. LED lights at all?
Station on 2 for Jack and WHC.
Yeah, stand by 1 second. I think when we were doing the prior procedure, it didn't have us take it out of manual mode on the upper, so I think that's probably the problem.
Sounds plausible. Good catch.
Thank you, Houston. Chris and I were just chit-chatting. The manual switch is in the up position right now. So I think the answer is I'm going to put the manual switch to the down position, and then I should be able to follow step 6.1 and on. Does that work for you guys?
Checking. We've got our OSO double-checking everything.
Copy. Jack's on 2 again. While you're looking up answers in 6.4, it says do the dose pump up to 5 times until I get the pre-treat bad qual light is on. Obviously, we have the pre-treat bad qual light on right now.
Well, we expect the light to reset, and you will only be performing 2 pumps, 2 cycles.
Okay, that makes sense. So I think I'm just waiting for you guys to agree to turn the manual switch off before I go through this.
All right, Jack. I'm back with you with a plan. Yep. So first, make sure that the receptacle switch is really off, and cap it. And then we're gonna put the manual switch down, and then we should be ready to pick up in 6.1.
Okay, I have verified that the switch on the urine hose is indeed in closed position and it's capped. I'm gonna go manual switch to down and then pick up in step 6.1.
Good copy.
Station on 2, I had the same results. I moved, after moving the manual switch to the down position, I uncapped the urine funnel and moved the urine funnel switch from closed to open, and no fan came on, no separator light came on.
Okay, Jack, we need about 5 minutes to reconfig.
Okay, copy. I'll be sitting tight.
Station on 2 for Jack and WHC.
Houston, Jack's with you on 2.
So we figured out a little delta here. So in order to reset those lights, that there's some manual actions you need to take when you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
All right, so it's not very difficult. So you're going to go back manual up. Then you're going to push the initial button, initial mode button. That should switch off the pre-treat light. Yeah, and confirm with us that that light is off and that all the other lights look nominal. And then you can put the manual switch back down. And that should complete the reset process.
Okay, perfect. We were just having that discussion up here, and that matches our understanding, and I will put that into work. Houston, you guys are brilliant. I went manual switch up, initial mode button press. Pre-treat bad call light went off at that point. The manual switch is now in the down position, and I think I'm just going to start on 6.1, if that is what you guys agree with.
Good news, thanks, and yes, you are go for 6.1.
Go for 6.1.
And station on 2 for Chris. For Jack, we think we see pre-treat moving in the tube.
Yeah, I agree. I see pre-treat flowing through the tube. I'm in step 6.4, so I've actuated the dose pump 3 times, and it says to repeat this dose pump on for up to 5 times until I see the pre-treat bad call light illuminate, and I haven't seen that yet, so I've got 2 to go. If you guys are happy with that.
Copy that, Jack. We're just checking the forward plan. Just give us a second.
Station copies. I'm sit tight.
All right, Jack, with you back on 2 for WHC.
I'm with you on 2 for WHC.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and continue all the way through to 5 dose pump actuations. And yes, we'll go on and continue with the procedure as written.
Okay, I'm going to proceed up to 5 and then the procedure as written. Houston station for WHC and 6.5, I did 4 manual doses to get the pre-treat bad qual light to illuminate it, and it's currently illuminated. And I'll grab the color cue card to do a color assessment.
Okay, thanks for the report. Copy 4 doses were required. We have a good visual on the color here, so you can skip the color assessment and move on to 6.6.
Houston, Jack on 2, I missed what you just said. Could you say that?
Yeah, I was saying we'll copy 4 pumps. 4 doses were required. We have a good visual on the pre-treat color, so we're happy with you skipping the assessment if you so desire. I'm moving on to 6.6.
Copy, moving on to 6.6. Houston station in 6.6, the pre-treat bad qual light came on after my first procedure, says I'm going to do 14 of these, so I'm just going to proceed with all 14 if you're happy with that, or as many as I need. As many as I need, up to 14.
Copy and concur.
Station on 2 for
E14. Yep. Station calling on 2. Say again.
Hello, my friend. It was me calling, and I'm just trying to check on a status. We were waiting for you guys to call us back about when we could step into E4D. I just wanted to make sure that that was handed over and you guys weren't waiting for us.
Hey, Jess, nice talking to you. Yes, thanks for the ping. We're still waiting for photos and kind of a little bit of analysis before pulling the trigger on wrapping this up.
Okay, copy. I mean, we could do more live video if that helps you guys. We didn't actually, the photos don't look any different than the ones that you guys reviewed last night. We did tighten one of the
zip ties a little bit more and cut off the ends of the zip ties, but really nothing was changed as to what you had last night, and then I think you guys saw some good pictures of the burrito in the video.
Indeed, yeah, we got all that. We just need to make sure that the kind of this Delta plan is the right one. So we'll let you know when we are ready for closeout. But thanks for checking.
Okay, I'm wondering then if I can start the MVP stuff early, because I could be ready to go for that any time. And my assumption is that last time I finished the MVP in about half the time, I think I'll probably be able to finish pretty early again if all goes well. So I'm wondering if maybe that would be a better plan to try to start the MVP now to give you guys more time for E4D later.
Okay, checking, Jessica.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, obviously we'll have to check and see if the PD is ready, because that's a PD-enabled one. But if you guys are good with it, I'm good with it. And I've already done the sandwich, so it should be a pretty quick setup.
Thanks for the offer. We'll just go around and check what the options are.
Okay, thank you very much. Merci bien.
And station on 2 for Jessica and planning.
Houston station, Jack on 2 for W8C.
With you on 2, Jack.
There are 14 manual doses in step 6.6. The pre-treat bad qual light remains illuminated. So not sure if I should secure the urine valve and move on, or leave it on and try something else. What are your thoughts?
Checking. So confirm the pre-treat bad qual is still lit.
Pre-treat bad qual light is lit.
So this is not what we were expecting, so we need to think about it.
Copy, concur. And the separator pump is still running, so let me know if you want me to shut that off or if you just leave it running while you guys are thinking.
Okay, go ahead and turn off the urine valve. Thanks.
Houston Station, separator pump is off, and also I'll need some words on whether you want me to hang out here on WHC or head over to LSG with Sophie.
We're just ironing out the forward plan. Give us a few more minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes time, and obviously we're excited to get WHC working, but happy to do the science if that makes more sense.
Scuba Chris on Space to Ground 2 for step 2.5. I have plant experiment unit 101 on CAN 1 and 103 on CAN 3.
We copy Chris, that's good coffee.
Copy that, and 2 and 4 are currently empty. I'm going to proceed into step 2.6.
You concur.
Station on 2 for Jack and WHC.
Now that I sent Jack over to LSG to get started, since I'm on hold as well, but let me know what you guys are thinking.
Yeah, we had a question just to triple check his previous actions, so we actually need his brain.
He's right here.
Just got a couple of questions, just to make everybody on the ground happy with the previous steps. To go back to 6.6, if you've got that open, just want to make double sure that during those 14 cycles, you were pressing initial mode and then dose pump, and then initial mode again and dose pump, so both buttons 14 times. Is that what you remember doing?
That's exactly right. Initial mode. Verify that light was not illuminated because the initial mode would turn it off, and then I pressed the dose pump. I saw the dose pump light would come on. 8 seconds later, it would go off, and then the pre-treat bad qual went on, and then I did that whole thing 14 times. I pressed the initial mode and the dose pump button both 14 times.
Okay, that's great. Thanks for reassuring us. So that's exactly what we're expecting. So both you and Jess can go on and do your payload ops. We need some time on the ground to figure out what is the next thing we're going to kind of look at / R&R on WHC. Thanks.
Okay, copy. We will both proceed onto our payloads. And just so we're all on the same page, the urine valve is off, so the pump is off as well. The pre-treat bad qual light is still illuminated. The manual switch is in the up position. And I think that's all I've passed on and all I need to pass on.
be expected, config. Thanks for the report, Jack.
Station Huntsville Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and MVP.
Head on 2.
Jessica, we are ready to start. When you are ready to start, no rush, but we do have Ken available on Space to Ground 4.
Awesome. Thanks for being flexible. I'll be over there in just a couple minutes. Huntsville Station on 2 for MVP.
Put you on 2 for MVP.
As you guys can probably see, I've got the glove box set up already, so I am in step 4.1. So you guys are good with that?
We are good with that, and Ken is available on Space to Ground 4.
Okay, copy. I'll switch over to 4. Thanks.
Chris on 2, looking for a go for opening the 1G unit door.
Yes, Chris, you have a go step 1-3 to open the 1G door.
Thank you very much. Just be advised, because of all the comm config, I have to go outside of the module to talk to you, so there may be some delay if you need to reach me.
Yeah, copy that. That's no problem. Thanks for your consideration.
No problem. Scuba, Chris on 2. In the 1G unit, I put experiment unit 2 on CAN 2 and 4 on CAN 4. So on this one, we've got 101 on 1, 2 on 2, 103 on 3, and 4 on 4.
We copy all. That's good combination. Thank you very much.
Sounds good. Continuing in step 2.6.
Concur.
Scuba, Chris on 2 for a report in 2.5. I've got 1 on CAN 1 and 3 on CAN 3 in the micro-G units. And then we've got 4 and 6 also occupied by the ones from the fire snap.
Good copy, Chris. That's good copy. Thank you.
Sounds good. I'm continuing. Cuba, Chris on 2-4 workbench. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know the workbench is very difficult to tilt up and down. It looks like in one of the joints there's like almost like an O-ring that's kind of like protruding out in one of the joints. I'll take some pictures and I'll upload it. I think I should still be able to get it folded up and stowed, but I don't want to force it down. The joint is very resistant to tilting.
Okay, we copy, Chris. Thanks for the status.
Scuba, Chris on 2 for the Space Surface Spirulina. I'm complete with those procedures. I was able to get the workbench stowed, but I took some pictures of the joint that I think was causing problems. Looks like there's a piece of black like rubber coming from like the inside of the joint that's binding. I put some pictures of that on SSC-25. Otherwise, everything is stowed for stowed up.
Copy that. Thanks so much, Chris, and we'll pass on that to the workbench stowers to our specialists. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Houston, Chris on 2 for plan for WHC.
Terry, you're reading our minds, sir. We're mulling a plan, and it will start with some inspection. We're just getting this together for you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for WHC forward plan.
Yes, sir. Sorry, I talked through an LOS there. So, yes, we're mulling over a forward plan, but it will start by just some inspection. So if you're available for that, I can give you the steps.
I can do that. I have some historical photos to take, and I just wanted to talk through what our general big picture was. I got an A-red block coming up, and I can, you know, obviously try to be flexible with that if that'll help us with getting this done.
So big picture, I mean, we'll start with some inspection, which is quick-ish. And that will help us kind of in our kind of fault tree analysis later on. So the low-hanging fruit are these inspection steps, and I can give them to you, and you can look at it and then decide when you want to do them. How about that?
That sounds like a great plan.
All right, Chris, if you can...
And I'm ready to copy when you have those.
Yeah, maybe easiest if you pull up the procedure, 11.5.412, WT pre-treat bad call inspection and dosing.
Copy, 11.5.412, I'm pulling it up. And I'm in 11.5.412.
All right, scroll to steps 1.5.
Copy on 1.5.
You're going to do 1.5 for RU2 and RU4 using the figure reference 1.
Okay, yep, 1.5 for RU2 and 4.
And then 1.6, you're going to remove the vent caps Bravo 1 and Bravo 2 and inspect the PTT receptacles for blockage. Then you're going to tape the vent caps.
Okay, so I'm going to remove the vent caps, inspect for blockage, and you said tape the caps?
Yeah, the caps, you're going to end up taping them to the pretreat tank.
Okay, copy. So we're just going to leave the vent open and the caps just on a few caps on tape to the tank. Copy that?
All right, so... And Chris, one go back at 1.5. There's another item of interest.
Okay, 1.5.
Orange piping hose, the one that's labeled piping on the figure 1. We'd like a good inspection of that one.
Okay, yep, I'll take a look. I'd given it a good look over before, and yeah, it had like I think I would describe it as a color of like 2.5 on that inspection color cue card, but I'll take another look at that as well.
All right, and then the last step of inspection requires another procedure. It's 11.5.212.
11.5.212.
That procedure, you just referenced to figure 8.
I'll be pulling that up in figure 8.
Check that those connectors are well seated. Good mating of those connectors. That can be tricky, you know, because of the screw-on collar.
Yep, copy. But yep, I'm familiar with those cables, so I will. Connector. I'll do that one.
Okay. So I mean, do this whenever you think makes sense. Maybe best to wrap up what you were doing first with Tsukuba, and then move on to WHC. But I'll let you judge.
I'm all complete with Scuba, so I can do this, get some historical photos, and then see where we go from here. And then just a big picture question. I mean, we had all these problems after R&Ring our pretreat tank. Are we going down the path of just potentially just swapping in a new pretreat tank for this one? I'm just trying to. I think we'd all be happier if we got this all sorted out before the just. Today, if we got this all sorted out, so we just wanted to kind of have a big picture of where we're headed, so we could kind of plan our exercise and that sort of thing.
And we're on the same page. We also want to prioritize this. We're thinking of what could cause this. We also think the coincidence is making everybody wonder. We do want this inspection first, though, to make sure that whether we need to look further into hardware or consider backtracking. So we're on the same page.
Okay, yeah, copy. Makes sense. All right, thanks. Yeah, I'll do the inspection right now.
Houston, station on 2 for WHC.
With you on 2, Curtis.
Hey, I just wanted to give an inspection report. So all of the hand wheel connectors are in the open position. None of the hoses, either the pre-treat hose or the piping hose, appear to be kinked at all. The pre-treat hose does appear to have a reddish-colored liquid, although it looks a little bit lighter than I'm used to seeing for pre-treat, I think. It's kind of a lighter red as opposed to like a deep brownish red. The piping hose is a very pale, pale yellowish liquid in it. I don't see any obvious kinks. The vent caps were in the correct orientation on the pretreat tank, and I have removed them both for now. And then the Hadin connector appears to be well connected.
Okay, thanks for the report.
And just to double check, was there anything else that you guys wanted to look at this time?
No, thanks. That's all we needed for right now. We're going to keep talking about a forward plan. Enjoy your workouts.
Okay, yep. Thank you very much. Yeah, please just do let us know if there's anything we can do to help keep the process moving along.
Thank you. And I can just give you a heads up of your schedule. If you look at Optimus, we freed up your schedule just as a precaution. So your second green circle photo slot, you can punt that. And the HRF supply resupply, the white box at the end of your day, will also defer those. So the ham radio we keep, and the EHS, the acoustic monitor, we keep. But the rest has been deferred. So if you need, just in case we need your services as a plumber.
Okay, yep, sounds like a great idea. So I'll make sure to check back in with you guys after my hand pass to see where we're at and if there's any further actions to take.
Thank you. Enjoy.
Houston, for E4D question.
With you on 2 for E4D?
I just wanted to close the loop on where we left it with E4D earlier today, too. I think last I left it, Jessica and I had got the jumper sort of created, secured, and sent down the connectivity measurements and isolation measurements. And I think we were waiting on some words and review of photos before connecting things up. Is that been all sorted? Do we need to do any actions with that before proceeding?
Hey, so it's a timely call, Chris. So yeah, the photos were reviewed and folks on the ground are happy with them. So whenever one of you is available, we're actually ready to kind of close out this activity for today.
Copy. I'm just about to hop on Arid, but if I can give 5 or 10 minutes to do some quick closeout if it's helpful, or Jessica, it looks like she's happy to do it afterwards after her thing.
So we'll wait for, I think it's best to just wait for Jessica to be done with her current activity, you go and enjoy Arid. Thanks.
Yep, sounds it. Sounds like a plan.
Station on 2 for MVP storage.
With you and 2 for MVP stowage. Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Jessica at MVP stowage.
And Huntsville, this is Chris on 2. Jessica's just down in the rest of the segment for a moment. I'll try to have her give you a call back if I see her in a few minutes, and if not, just try her again in 2 or 3 minutes.
Not a problem, Chris. We were actually returning her call. We walked her right into an LOS, so if she still needs us, she can call us.
Sounds good. I'll pass the message.
Huntsville Station on 2.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling before. I think I solved the problem for myself, but in the snow note, I just wanted to let you guys know that I wrapped each module individually in bubble wrap bags and put those all in that return bag. I think that they'll fit better and be protected more in just individual bubble bags. So if that's okay with you guys, I'll finish up with this activity.
And okay, yeah, we did see the gift bag technique, and we were good with it, so we can call that complete.
Okay, awesome. And Houston, station on 2 for E40.
With you on 2, Jessica, go ahead.
Yeah, I am finished up with all the MVP activities, so I'm ready to step into E4D. Just wanted to check if you guys had any deltas, if I should just plan on picking up in that first procedure where we left off.
Yep, thanks for checking. We are go for you to pick up in the procedure as written, no deltas. And after you're done with that, we can talk WHC. We've got a forward plan we're working on, and we'll be ready for you when you get there.
Okay, just to clarify, we hadn't finished the first procedure from this morning, so I'll finish that one and then step into the other two E4D activities on my timeline.
Yeah, you're correct. I should have been more clear. You are go in 4.2 of the procedure from this morning.
Go in 4.2. Thank you.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica at E4D.
Head on 2.
Hey, Jessica. For the folks here to follow along with your E4D activity, you can turn on the camcorder for video.
Yep, I'll turn that on as soon as I get in there. Thanks.
Thank you.
Communication on 2 for video.
We're with you on 2, Jessica.
That camera was left on from this morning, so are you guys not seeing it, or it's the Columbus camera?
And yeah, we see the video, and the view is excellent for us.
Okay, great. I will pick up then in 4.2. Unix station on 2, 4.4, ready for checkout.
Jessica, we're with you on 2. And Jessica, if you're asking if we're ready, we are, and you can push on.
Okay, so that's your go for 4.9 in procedure, procedure from this morning.
And that's a negative on 4.9. Your go
okay,
for step
so
4.6.
That's my next step, I think. I'll just wait for your go. Now, that was all done this morning, so we've already secured the jumper. We've already given the video survey this morning.
Copy, Jessica. We're just checking. Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and E4D.
Ground 2.
Hey, Jessica. Thanks for your patience here. Our commanding for activating E4D takes a few minutes and is now complete. So with that, you're a go to continue with step 4.9.
Okay, copy, 4.9. Munich station on 2, powers on, 2 good LEDs.
Copy, Jessica. That's good news. Well received.
Thinking about submitting my application as an electrician as soon as I get back on Earth.
We would love to see that. And Jessica, just to follow up, your go with step 4.10.
Okay, copy. Go with 4.10. Switching power off. Phoenix station on 2.
Phoenix with you on 2, Jessica.
Yeah, just double checking. I'm in next procedure, the 1.100 E4D installation closeout. And there's lots of steps here about cable routing, but I was pretty sure that Chris completed all of that already. Is that correct?
And Jessica, that is a good understanding, and you can segue to step 8 directly. Go back, 18.
That makes more sense. I will go to step 18.
Station on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Ampath.
Chris is with you on 2, assuming this is a heads up.
It is indeed, and we have the estimated rise time of 1653.
1653 for the rise time. Copy. I'll get set up there in a second. Thank you very much. Appreciate the reminder.
Enjoy.
Phoenix station on 2 for E4D.
With you on 2, Jessica.
Maybe this is expected in the current config now that everything's on here. I haven't actually manipulated these locking arms now that we've had the whole unit here, but the locking arm in the forward port corner was quite difficult to remove because, you know, you can't press the top down. The top was like right up against the bottom of the exercise unit. And it was quite difficult to get off, but unlike the other ones, I just wanted to let you guys know about that.
Thanks for the feedback, Jessica. We copy that.
Unix station on 2 for E4D.
Were they on 2, Jessica?
One question, since we skipped those cabling steps that Chris did, there is one cable that is not attached. It's the E4D tablet USB cable, serial number 1001. It's plugged into the exercise device side, and it looks like, obviously, it must go to the tablet. But is that one supposed to be left unplugged for now?
And, Jessica, yeah, we saw you holding that cable when we had video. That should actually be mated with the USB hub. Velcro to the back of the laptop desk.
Okay, I see that in any one of the connections is fine.
That's affirmative.
Hanzo, for a question about the restraint table.
Go ahead, Zuby.
So in the sewage note, it says restraint table with a restraint table adapter, which I have, but it says also with a cover plug, and I was wondering what are those cover plugs?
Checking. Sophie Hensel back with you on 2. Do the cover plugs
Right, yeah, I see 3 items that I could suspect could be called cover plugs. Then, and yeah, I left everything all together, and I, unless you tell me otherwise, I will leave it all together for stowage.
Yep, all together, they'll go into the 1.0CTB 5085.
Copy, 5085. Thanks, Connie.
Houston Station, Jack on 2 for UPA closeout.
With you on 2, Jack.
Sir, I retorqued those bolts at the end of the procedure there, and I'm looking at the rest of the stone out, and all the adapter USB stuff that we took out, plug-in SSC4 that we're not going to use. That stuff, do you want that stuff to stay in a half CTD, wait for this for a future activity, or where can I go to find out where to store that stuff?
Chicken.
I guess I got my gather note from yesterday. I could just reverse that if that works for you guys.
Checking. Hi, Jack. So, yeah, we're going to leave all that in the half CTB where they came from, and we are working on a forward plan.
Okay, I understand. I'm leaving that stuff in the half CTB, and that's currently temp stowed until then right now.
All right. Good plan. Thanks.
Awesome.
And station on 2 for WHC steps, or anybody available.
Sensation, go for WHC on 2.
All right, sir. So, yeah, we got a couple of steps here that we need to get through. But big picture, we will do a few more dose pumps, and we will gather a new pre-treat tank, and we will go through changing that. But we can break that into pieces as people are available and gather steps.
Yeah, definitely. I've got a few minutes for you, so I will take that on.
Right. You're going to retrieve pre-treat tank serial number 2106022 from a 2.0 CTV serial number 4103. That's at TMM1, starboard 2, rack front.
New pre-treat tank 2106032 from a 2.04103 TMM starboard 2 rack front.
Except the serial number is 2106022.
Serial number is 2106022.
Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Next station on 2340.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
I think you're probably expecting this based on what we reported when we were working with the Viz previously. But the Z translation is definitely not in the green zone. It's about, it's almost at the bottom of the bottom, like the nadir red zone.
And we copy, Jessica. We're checking.
Okay, copy.
Houston on 2. Calling Houston.
Yep.
Station on 2 for Jess. We think you called us, but we did not get it.
And if that was for me, I called Nick.
Copy.
But David, just so you guys are following along, because I think this is perhaps more of a Houston question, actually, since it's the Viz. Chris and I had reported this when we were doing the Viz work, but the Z level, Z axis is not aligned with the green mark when it's just at rest as it is right now at its point of stability. It's almost at the bottom of the bottom, the nadir red mark. It's not in the green. But this was something we had reported when we were doing the Viz checkouts and maintenance, and we were told that that was expected.
Okay, copy. Thanks for the report. Photos will be helpful, and we'll loop that info into the next activity.
Okay, copy. And Nidic, do you concur? Any further action before I engage the locking arm?
And Jessica, we're good to go with the locking.
Okay, copy.
Houston Station, Jack on 2 for WHC.
With you on two, sir.
We've got pre-treat tank 2106022. And I got 15 more minutes. And I think Chris is here looking for stuff to do as well, if you got next steps for us.
All right, sir. I'll just start with a big picture of where what we're thinking to understand the action. So we kind of have two hypotheses. One is that we got really unlucky, and the pre-treat tank that we have just put in is actually bad. So, and the other option is maybe there's something funny with a sensor, and so we could also R&R that. You can't R&R the sensor. You have to R&R the pipe that it sits in. So our plan is to go ahead with swapping the pre-treat tank again with a new one. If that should take about an hour-ish. If we're lucky, that solves the problem. If we're not, still no joy, then we're going to investigate the faulty sensor. That will mean probably another hour and a half to R&R the pipe that sensor sits in. So that's big picture. Obviously, we're going to prioritize that on the ground if we need to reschedule things and clear up some of the morning to pay back if it ends up being a long day. But that's what we're thinking to recover WHC big picture. How copy?
Good. Big picture, we're going to try to swap out the pre-treat tank, and if that doesn't work, we're going to swap out type of the sensor in it. And hopefully between those two things, we'll have some luck.
Okay. So first mini baby step, we're going to like to do two more pump dose activations just in case maybe the vent caps on the pre-treat tank were, you know, not venting well and that was causing resistance. Maybe that could have caused it. So now that we have removed them, we're going to go ahead and do two more dose activation. And I got the steps for you when you're ready to copy.
Two more manual doses just as a good check, and I'm ready for those, that procedure and step number.
All right, so first, manual switch down on the ASU control panel.
Okay, manual switch down.
Pull up procedure 115216.
115216.
Run steps 6.1 through 6.3, followed by 6.6 for two doses.
Copy, 6.1 through 6.3, and then 6.6 for two doses.
All right, and looking forward to the report on that pre-treat bot call light at the end of this.
Copy that, and we have a go in 6.1?
Yes, sir.
Copy that. We'll do it and let you know how it ends up at the end. And Houston, based on you, the pre-treat bad qual light is on. I assume we have to go manual up, initial mode, initial init mode, and then off to actually get things to turn on. Is that what we should do first?
Yeah, that's what we expect, and I believe the steps should drive you through that, right? 6.1, 6.2, 6.3, and then 6.6 for two cycles.
Okay, we copy. Just to clarify, though, I mean, 6.2 will not work with the current state because the pre-treat bad qual light is on. If you open the urine valve, the separator, and just don't come on.
And you are absolutely correct.
I believe we have to do the initial mode first before that.
You are absolutely correct, and we came to that conclusion just as I hung up on the previous call. So you're right. Nothing will work until you clear that light.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and clear that light and then pick up again in 6.1.
Be back.
Houston, Chris and Jack on two. So we had it. So after the second, after the first manual dosing, the light came back on. After the second manual dosing, the pre-treat bad qual light stayed off OFF.
Hey, copy that. Okay. Thanks for the good words. That worked well. There's a lot of talking going on here in the room.
I got a lot of excitement up here.
Woo!
Much rejoicing.
Yay, yay, yay! Houston and Zenik for E4D closeout.
Hey, Jessica, Houston here.
Hey, so I've got pictures of pretty much everything, and the second procedure had me take pictures of all of the alignment indicators. And I just wanted to report, I know I already reported that Z, as we expected, based on what we've seen before with the Viz maintenance, Z is not in the green, but I also wanted to report that Y is not in the green. So the only ones that are in the green, rotation is in the green, and X is in the green, but both Y and Z are not in the green.
Copy. So it's kind of too deep in, right, and slightly offset in one direction.
Yes, for the Z, it is offset to the nadir side, and for the Y, the offset is toward the port side.
Okay, copy. We'll...
with positive Y.
All right. Thank you. BNE will looking forward to looking into that.
Okay, thanks. And I think I've got a little bit difficult to get pictures of the bottom Z, but I got at least one of them, and I'm trying to get the second one, and then I'll download those.
Okay, thank you.
Houston, Space Ground 2 for WHC, next steps.
Hey, with you on 2, yeah, so we are actively talking the forward plan here. We'll come to a conclusion shortly. Thanks for your patience.
Okay, we will scatter off then and just give us a call when you guys have the next steps. Yep.
What you could do in the meantime is put away that new third pretreat tank that we were going to R&R, because we're not going to need that.
Great, copy all. And I just wanted to ask the question. I mean, this was N of 1, it turned off. Are we confident that this is the correct answer, or do we need to do a little more testing before we've checked the box that we've solved it?
Yeah, we're talking exactly that, Chris. Yeah.
Houston and Munich, photos of the E4D closeout are on SSC 1717.
Copy 1-7. Station on 2 for WC Portland.
With you on 2.
All right, sir. So just the status where we are. So we think that we're in a good config. We'll need to close out, basically complete the IKAO's R&R procedure. And we expect this should resume WHC, well, hopefully. You know, the way we're thinking what happened perhaps is something to do with those vent caps on the pretreat tank. Maybe somehow cause a restriction. That's sort of a going on hypothesis. But regardless, we're going to go ahead and complete 11.5.216 from steps 6.8 to the end.
Okay, that was 11.5.216, 6.8 to the end.
This will basically complete the procedure that we interrupted earlier.
Okay, and if it's a useful piece of data, we were investigating the vent caps, and I mean, they are patent. Like, if you blow air down the center, air comes out the little vent holes on the side. So I don't think the vent holes are clogged on those, so that's just a data point that might...
Maybe it was an issue with the install. These are basically, we understand, that they're for like launch protection in case the bladder ruptures, that sort of thing. Not really needed in flight to be in place. So now we know for sure there's no restrictions since they're off.
Copy all, yeah. It's just, yeah, all right. I will do 6.8 through the end.
And as a precaution, just make sure that the caps are taped to the tank in case we need to put them back on for any reason.
Copy that.
Well. Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and E4D.
Hi, on 2.
Hey, Jessica. Since we wrapped up with E4D, we still see the video. So with that, you're going to turn off the Columbus camcorder at your convenience.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. And while we have you, just wanted to say the folks here at EAC are following along, and they're wearing some big smiles on their faces. So we're really looking forward to tomorrow's activities, and we just want to say a very big thank you to you, Chris, Sophie, and Jack, for all your support and effort. It's a great achievement.
Great. You're very welcome. We're all excited to use this thing, so progress is awesome. You guys have a good one.
Houston Station on 2 for WHC closeout and stowage.
With you on 2, Chris.
Hey, so good news is that the second nominal use in step 7 of that, the nominal functionality test, seemed to work. So I completed the closeout. So that procedure is complete. Some photos are on SSC6. And I had some stowage questions for some restow items.
Go ahead with the questions.
Okay, first off, I think Jack took out the new pre-treat tank, but the third pre-treat tank. I'm guessing you can probably tell me where it goes back to. Second is that earlier in the day we replaced the Yeka hose. We removed one that was on there and replaced it with one from the PMM. So I have in a double bag a Yeka hose that is filled with pre-treats. And was wondering how you'd like me to label that, or you'd like me to put that. And then from the Yeka hose we got from the PMM, it had a cap on one of its ends, so we took that cap off, and so we also just have a cap for one of those hydro connectors, or one of those hand wheel connectors as well. So wondering what to do with those items.
Copy. I can give you the words for the third pre-treat tank right away while we think about the other ones.
Sounds great to me.
The pre-treat tank, that should be serial number 2106022. You're going to go back where it came from, which is a 2.0 CTB number 4103 on the PMM starboard 2 rack front.
Copy that. 2.04103 PMM starboard 2 rack front. I think it's actually in the rack bag because that's where I got the Yeka hose from earlier. We could probably just update that to... It's near the front of the rack bay, but it's definitely in the rack bay.
Okay, copy. We'll update our database. Thanks.
Sounds good. I'll go put that back and stand by on the other ones. And one last question. Are we go for normal usage of WHC now?
Yes, sir, you're a go.
Copy. I'll let the crew know that we are go to go.
Just for Ozo's benefit, could you just put in front of the camera that cap that you were talking about, the hand wheel cap? All right, that's a good view. Thanks.
Sensation on 2 for timeline and big picture.
With you on 2, Jess.
Bonjour, mon ami. We are just checking in to see if, now that E4D's all finished up and we seem to have a working WHC, we knocked on the wood that we don't have. We just wanted to see how we stood, if there's anything else that we can do, I got some free time right now, so we just wanted to see where things stand, what you guys are thinking.
So, thanks for the call. Just okay, we're just also talking this here. So, we concur. Looks like we've got a good WHC back. So, first, thank you for the all-hands-on-deck attitude there. We had, as a precaution, cleared Chris's afternoon by removing mostly an HRF resupply task. You can see it's a white box at the end of his day today. If someone's available, we could get ahead, start doing some of that. If you'd like to help out, that would help out with tomorrow's timeline.
Sure, we can get a head start on that.
So you can confer with Huntsville. They'll vector you to what is a higher priority in that procedure, so we can start with the highest priority items.
All right, sounds good. Thank you. That's Sensational 2 for HRF Resupply.
Jessica, we're with you on 2.
We were going to get started in that procedure. Just wanted to check in with you and see if there was any big picture, any changes we need to know about.
We do, and if you have that message open, I can walk you through what our priority items are.
All right, I've got it open.
Okay, so we're going to prioritize the items you're going to need over the next few days. So we'd like you, after you set up and turn on the Columbus camcorder so we can follow along, our priorities are going to be items 1 through 9, 18 through 22, and 33 through 36.
1 through 9, 18 through 22, and then 33 through 36?
Affirm, those are our priorities, and you can work others as you have time allowed to just let us know where you end up.
All right, we will do. Thanks.
Station on 2 for Chris and WHC final closeout steps.
Chris is with you on 2.
All right, sir, so here's a story for the the remaining parts that you have, the hose and the cap. So final intent is to trash all of this. The hose will need to be triple bagged before trashing. It will be trashed in, but you probably know that bag, but the WHC-JSB 5614. But before you do that, we have some special requests. So best effort, if you could, without opening the two bags that the hose is in, look at both ends of the hose and confirm that indeed it had O-rings. That's what we expect. This is just because, you know, in the back rooms, we just want to make double sure that that was not the problem that we were facing. So look for O-rings. We should have O-rings on each end, but just best effort. That's the first little delta. And second delta, that hand wheel, it, for your essay, it should have been put on the hose before trashing, but that was our miss and the procedure step that we gave you. So we're just going to put it in the third bag so it gets trashed, but not inside the internal containment. I'll copy.
Copy all, and I can confirm. I checked earlier when I took it off. That was one of the checks they had me do. It had good O-rings, and the O-rings all looked, you know, sort of the same as the new hose we were putting on. And only one set of O-rings on each side on it. Not a like a double or a, you know, didn't like steal an O-ring from another one or anything like that. So they all looked nominal. And copy that. I can put that hand wheel cover in the triple bag, and we'll trash it. It probably won't be in that WHC-JSB because I just filled up our current WHC-JSB and was about to deploy a new one, so it'll go in whichever new one I deploy.
Okay, thanks. Thank you very much. Good job today. And we'll be looking for the new number of the new JSB when you have that.
Absolutely, yeah. I was just about to deploy it when I heard your call, so I will go ahead and do that now. I'll trash the old hose and the cap in triple bag and that AJSP, and I will restow the pre-treat tank.
All right, all good. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2. I trashed those items in a new WHC-JSP 5452.
5452.
Everything else is back in its place.
Okay. Copy 5452. Thank you very much. Good job today.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate all the help getting WHC back up. We're all smiles up here and feel a lot better being no longer zero fault tolerant for DASM usage.
Yes, we expect you're all relieved.
Very relieved.
Station on 2 for Sophie.
Sophie's with you on 2.
Bonjour, Sophie. I just saw you fly. Just a heads up, Hunvid had a question for you. You want to call them about your research questionnaire.
Copy. I'll call Hunvid very soon. Merci, David.
Salut. And Station on 2 for Chris. And forward plan for the evening.
Houston, Chris is with you on 2.
All right, sorry for the beginner mistake of calling just before an LOS. All right, Chris, I'm back with you. Sorry I called just before a handover.
No problem. I am here and listening.
Intent is to, if we can cancel the US OS part of the evening DPC, and to enable that, that's okay with you guys. Does Munich would like to answer to your crew note, and they also have some follow-up for Jessica related to E4D. If we think we can work these in, maybe we could be able to cancel the evening DPC for the USOS.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a plan, I think we can definitely take care of those items. I'm available now, and I think Jessica is also listening.
I'm going to hand you over to Marco, then, from Munich.
And Munich is with you on, too. Jessica, Chris, and team. Yeah, we have two topics for you guys today. The first is for what concerns everywhere. Chris, we copied your crew notes in the midday meal today. Thank you very much for the feedback. CanMos Ops has been investigating that, and we have some actions for you guys, if you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy, yeah.
Terrific. So what you want to do is open File Explorer on the iPad.
Copy, we'll open File Explorer.
Great. And from there, you want to navigate to On My iPad, and then Everywhere ISS, and then Imports.
Okay, so we'll go to On My iPad, Everywhere ISS, and then in the Imports folder.
That's a great readback. From there, you want to find the file named Uplink Video Medication Crew12.in.n.cac and delete it.
Copy. So we'll find that offending file name, and we will delete it.
Terrific. And after that, you can open Everywhere and check if the issue is resolved and the pop-up no longer appears.
Sounds good. I'll give that a try on my iPad, and then if it works, I'll pass it on to all the rest of the crewmates to do the same on theirs.
Much appreciated, Chris. And the second topic, then, we have is for Jessica. Jessica, tomorrow we have the E4D activation and checkout planned with Chris. Prior to this activity, we will need to power on E4D as we can perform the ground updates. So for your awareness, this activity will be added to your timeline at 0720 before morning DBC. And this was advanced due to a scheduling conflict with Cypher.
Jessica copies.
Copy. Thank you very much both for your time.
Absolutely, and I can confirm after deleting that file that I no longer get the error message when I open my Everywhere app.
That is fantastic. Thank you for confirming, Chris.
Absolutely. I'll pass it on to everybody else. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Marco.
Thanks, and that's those Space to Ground 2 for Chris or Jessica and HRF Supply Resupply.
Red.
Jessica, I wanted to confirm you did the entire message receipt mark complete, or if you just got through those priority steps.
We did the whole thing.
We copy. Great news. Thanks for all the help today on World Laboratory Day.
All right. No worries. Always happy to support World Laboratory Day.
Station on 2 for Jessica, NE40.
I'm so popular right now, mon ami. What's up?
Can't get enough of that voice.
What do you have for me tonight, David? Yeah.
So realize the stow note might have been confusing, so just want to check the final look config of two items that were used for E4D, the multimeter and the cold plate cover. Did those end up? Where did those end up? Did you give them back where they came from?
I put them back in from where I was the one that got those out the previous day. So I just looked at the previous day timeline and I put them back where I got them from. So it was the node 1 pizza box location for the Teflon, and then the wire, the multimeter was in the multimeter, or the MWA accessory CTP underneath the MWA.
That's what we were expecting and hoping. Thank you.
All right, we are in sync.
Yes. And great working with you today. Nice job. We kind of got it all knocked out.
Yeah, love hearing your voice as well. And the photos that you sent, thank you.
It's a fun bunch.
I'm Phil from San Francisco.
Sophie, we're with you on two.
And apparently you had a question for me.
We do indeed. We noticed that we did not receive your standard measures pre-sleep questionnaire from Tuesday. Will you please confirm that it was submitted in Everywhere? And if not, are you able to complete it during tonight's pre-sleep?
Okay. So that's interesting because I remember doing this and saving it, but I don't see it here. So, yeah, I'll take your second option, and I will do one tonight, and hopefully you'll get it this time.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So station on 2 for LSG.
With you on 2 for LSG, if you're looking for a go to Stowe, you are go.
Go to Stowe. Thank you.
Station Munich, call space to ground 2 for any available crew member for action on E4D.
Ground 2.
Good evening, Jessica, and apologies for calling you this late. This is about an action in prep for the E4D activities early tomorrow. So if it's all right by you, could you please give us a call from Columbus, where we have some steps for you to perform?
Sure thing. Munich, I'm ready to copy the steps.
Jessica, much appreciated. We'd like you to check the status of the E4D controller tablet. It appears that we have lost connection from ground, and we think the Surface Pro power cable is the culprit, and it got disconnected. It's a magnetic connection on the right of the tablet. I'll copy.
I see it, and it did. I will get it back on there. Back in position now. Anything else?
Copy, Jessica. And if you could please press the power button. And follow.
Hi, you know, I think just seeing that, I think Chris commented on it the other day. The way this is, you know, makes sense really on Earth to have the tablet, like, you know, attached to the unit like this. But here in space, I think it would actually be better if it's not on these Bogan arm contraption, like, to E4D, because we could easily mount it somewhere else, like on a rack base, that it would just kind of always be there. I think that might be easier and probably would avoid some of this kind of stuff more.
Copy that, Jessica, and we'll assess that tomorrow with the team here. In the meantime, we suggest adding some cap and tape to secure that connection.
I think I'll put some tape on it, and I think it probably happened. Chris and I were in here doing a bunch of HRF reorganization between the aft 4 and forward 4 and overhead 3 racks, so it probably just kind of got knocked out when we were going back and forth between all those.
Copy. No worries. And that's all we have for you. So have a great evening.
Hey, you guys too. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.